Hello, everyone. My name is Derek Van Dam, and welcome to Make a Difference Radio. Our show will air every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Each week, we will spotlight a different nonprofit organization and the people and businesses that support them. We are trying to create an awareness of their cause and assist them in spreading their message, as well as show the community ways that they can get involved with helping them. We will also be placing a strong emphasis on corporate responsibility because, given the continued state of our economy, it is now more important than ever that businesses do their part to help these great organizations. The show is brought to you today by Swipe for Change, whose mission is to create consistent and recurring donation streams for nonprofit organizations by leveraging businesses' merchant accounts at no additional cost to the business. Please visit swipeforchange.com or call 1-800-219-5727 for more information. We have two guests today. Our guests are Scott Trudeau of Trudeau Design and Jamila Owens of Georgia Humanity Council. Let me start off with Scott. And tell you a little bit about Trudeau Design. Trudeau Design is a full-service graphics communication firm that primarily works with nonprofit organizations. As a small company, Trudeau Design is dedicated to growing professional relationships that align with their core values of creativity, partnership, and commitment, bringing value to clients' projects, missions, and goals. Scott Trudeau is the owner and creative director. He studied at the Creative Circus in Atlanta and has been running Trudeau Design for the past 10 years. Scott, welcome today.
Thanks for having me.
Great. And then let's talk a little bit about the Georgia Humanities Council. They are a statewide nonprofit organization working to ensure that humanities and culture remain integral to the lives of Georgians. The Georgia Humanity Council serves the state of Georgia through its grant program and projects and increases awareness about the history, stories, and ideas that inform our lives so that we can make better decisions for the future. Jamila Owens is Director of Marketing and Communications for the Council. She studied philosophy and ethics at Clark Atlanta University and received an MBA from the Stetson School of Business at Mercer. Jamila, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, today, Scott, why don't you tell me a little bit about some things that you'd like to cover today?
Well, Jamila and I wanted to talk about some of the best practices for marketing, especially in a recession right now. Want to talk about a few strategies and tactics that we found to be helpful. The overall message is going to be that in lean times, it's important to keep marketing alive, but we need to do it in a very efficient and highly targeted way. This will not only cut costs, but it will be more effective.
Now, when you say targeted marketing, what do you mean by highly targeted marketing? How exactly does that work?
Well, I feel it starts with a good database. A database is going to tell you who your supporters are, when and at what level they have given, and how to stay in touch with them. With accurate, up-to-date information on your donors, you can segment your market and develop specific targeted messages that speak to your audience from their perspective. A good example would be to find out who your most profitable donors are and who are the donors that have the most potential to grow. The message will be different for the individual donors who are typically motivated by the heart, where other donors, they may be more interested in the facts and results of their donations.
And I would just add to that, for us at the Georgia Humanities Council, it really begins with target audiences. Target audiences are extremely important, and our database helps us with sharing information with each of those audiences. So, for instance, we keep track in our database of which events people attend, which programs they participate in, how they volunteer with our organization, whether or not they've given a gift. And then we target specific mailings based on how people prefer to interact with us and how we think they're likely to interact with us in the future.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing from both of you is it's obviously very important to have a well-maintained database. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
What are some of the other benefits of a well-maintained database?
Well, by approaching it strategically and segmenting the market, you can make better decisions on how to cut your cost. An example would be where and how to cut back on your printing and the distribution, the frequency in which things are sent out, and the quantity that you'll need to have produced.
And for at the council, what we've seen is with a well-maintained database, one, we save money. Two, our practices are more sustainable. But then if you actually take the time to clean your database before each mailing, to make sure you're continually building your list as you interact with your audiences throughout the year, you can then do something, for instance, like what we do at the council, where if you have a teacher named Deborah Jones and she lives in Morrow, what we can do is make sure we invite her to an upcoming teacher workshop we're having in nearby Atlanta. Instead of sending her mailings that maybe aren't fit for her purposes and geared maybe towards people who work at libraries or higher ed institutions. So we're able to really cut on costs and also avoid annoying people with things that they don't need or maybe don't want.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, what are some additional best practices that you both employ?
Well, something to consider is to find a design firm that you work well with and to try to stick with them. But doing this, you're going to avoid paying switching cost, which is the time effort that it will take to train somebody new. Also, your materials get better and you'll stay more consistent with your brand. The process becomes more efficient, freeing up valuable time for you to do the other things that you need to do.
And I would agree with Scott, actually. We have a handful of designers that we work with throughout the year. I would advise working with at least two designers. This year, a designer that we love dearly has now begun spending more time overseas. And so we've begun to work with Scott now on some of the great things that are coming up in 2012. And are really excited about that. Even when you're working with more than one designer, or maybe especially when you're working with more than one designer, you want to make sure that you have a good style guide. Your style guide is going to help you stay consistent with which fonts you should use each and every time, which colors you want to use each and every time. Design-wise, you could go even further and describe the types of photographs and images you want to include and which ones you don't want to include. And I would say don't be afraid to work with outside experts like Trudeau Design and others who can help you develop your style, hone in on your target audiences or your messages. Often an outside firm can see things that maybe you can't see because you're too close.
Well, in addition to that, a good firm, they'll help you stay on top of the rapidly changing communications landscape.
Well, you bring up a good point on that. Can you give me an idea of where that communications landscape is headed?
Well, the way people are consuming media is constantly changing. It's crucial that that everybody keeps up, especially nonprofits. More and more people are going mobile and using computers less to go online. Also, it's a good idea to make sure that your website is viewable on mobile devices. We at Trudeau Design, currently we're looking into ebooks as a medium in which people can view publications on mobile devices. And then there's kind of, you can also find a balance of e-communications to replace some print materials.
Right. In the past few years, we've actually begun encouraging our constituents to engage with us more online. So we built a new website, which we're really excited about, based on a free open source content management system called Plone. It allows us more flexibility in the way we communicate with our constituents. And so now our print pieces are designed to encourage our constituents to go online and to discover all of the really great things we have on this website. Instead of our paper newsletter, we've begun moving to quarterly postcards that are designed to help people navigate what's new and important on our website. And when I look at our web analytics, it's interesting because you can almost tell the day people are getting it in the mail by the uptick in traffic on our site. Instead of printing thousands of paper annual reports this year, we are working with Trudeau Design to move our annual report online. And this is really exciting because it's our first time that we're doing this. We're going to mail a few print pieces to our donors so that they'll have it in hand. But everyone in our database is going to get a mailer that will then drive them and encourage them to go online to see videos of stories that we're going to have to talk about some of the accomplishments that they've helped us succeed in this year. So it's going to be pretty exciting. Having a balance of print and digital communication is really important. One, because not everyone has access to the web all the time. For instance, in a meeting, it may be more beneficial for someone to whip out an annual report and walk someone through. Also, because more things are moving online, print becomes ironically more important. Fewer print pieces are coming in through the mail, and so you want to make sure that you have your best foot forward, or you place your best foot forward in the print pieces that you do produce. People actually pay more attention now to print because they're getting so many email newsletters and things as times are changing. So good print pieces can be a way to set yourself apart now, even as you want to make sure you have a great online presence and start to incorporate some of the newer technology.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. All of these sound like some wonderful marketing communication ideas that a lot of nonprofit organizations could employ, especially during a recession where things are obviously a little tighter than they would be otherwise. Jamila, can you just tell me a little bit more about the GHC? I'd love to learn more about your organization in addition to your marketing that you do. Tell me a little bit more about the GHC.
Absolutely. The Georgia Humanities Council is one of 56 state humanities councils across the country. We are the nonprofit affiliate and state partner of the National Endowment for the Humanities. And so in the state of Georgia, we fund and conduct cultural programs all across the state. In 2012, a project that we're really excited about is a partnership with a Smithsonian institution in D.C. We're bringing a traveling exhibition called New Harmonies to Georgia. It is a high-quality, really neat, interactive exhibit that will tour 12 rural communities in Georgia. And the reason we're focusing on rural communities is to help people get off the highway and to learn more about Georgia. But then also it's an opportunity for those communities to showcase what they have in terms of cultural opportunities in their own towns. This exhibit on American music is chaired by Honorary Chair First Lady Sandra Deal, but then also Chair Roselaine Lavelle. And so we've got some great leaders in place for the exhibition, 12 excited communities, and it will open on April 14th.
Oh, that's fantastic. Any idea which parts of Georgia are you? Are you focusing on one specific area of rural Georgia or all over?
We're all over. So it's going to open in Calhoun in April. We'll go all the way down to the coast in Darien. We'll be in middle Georgia. We will also be on the east side near where Scott comes from, out in Thompson. We'll be everywhere. There are 12 sites, and we have tried to blanket the state so that each and every person will have an opportunity to go see the exhibition, but then also it's going to change from place to place because each location is going to really showcase their own connection to American music. For instance, in Calhoun, there's a great string band festival that's going to complement the exhibition. In Darien, where you have Gullah Geechee traditions, the McIntosh Shouters are partners for the exhibition. So it's going to be pretty exciting. And we hope people go to multiple locations.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's a good reason to keep it fresh for each one that you go to.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Absolutely. So that's just one of the programs we do. We really work with educators, cultural organizations, libraries around the state to put programs together that we hope will keep humanities and culture at the forefront of people's minds and lives.
That's great. Do you have any other big events coming up for 2012?
Absolutely. We do have our State History Day competition where thousands of children across the state of Georgia will be competing against one another in historical research, which is, you don't hear that very often, but they're doing their own research in archives and at historic sites, and they put their research together in presentations like websites or plays or even papers, and they will all converge. Thank you, Mercer University. They will all converge at Mercer University in Macon for the competition, and so this is a huge deal for the students. The winners get to go to nationals in Maryland, and they get to win fabulous prizes and scholarships and that sort of thing. So that's always a big, huge deal. Also, our Governor's Awards in the Humanities. This is an annual event. This will be our 27th year and our second year with Governor Nathan Deal. And so this year is going to be pretty exciting. And that will happen in October. So we've got lots of really good things in store.
That's great.
Yeah.
If somebody out there wanted to help the GHC, How could they go about doing that? Do you need volunteers?
Absolutely. We need volunteers for just about everything I just named. So with our State History Day competition, we use volunteers for judges. We don't have any paid judges. All of them come from the community. If you're interested in volunteering for National History Day, visit us online at georgiahumanities.org. Click on Curriculum in Schools, and you will be led to National History Day, where you can email our coordinator, Laura McCarty, to find out more about how to volunteer for that. With New Harmonies, every community needs volunteers, docents to lead people through the exhibition, partners to help with programs and put on concerts and contests. And then with the Governor's Awards, where we have almost 500 people coming into one space to celebrate the humanities, we always need volunteers to help guide people to the right seat and to make sure that everything runs smoothly.
That's wonderful. Yeah. And if I'm sure if a person wanted to help the organization financially, you would probably be interested in having them as well.
Definitely. Absolutely. We try to make it as easy as possible. We take donations by mail, also online at, again, georgiahumanities.org.
That's wonderful. Yeah. And Scott, if anybody wanted to contact you about your services, because, you know, obviously everybody's going through the same times from a recession standpoint, everybody's belt buckles are a little bit tighter. Sounds to me like you're operate on a pretty efficient basis and really could be very helpful to other nonprofits out there that would be interested. How could they get a hold of you?
Well, they can also go to my website, which is Trudeau Design, and that's spelled T-R-E-D-E-A-U design.com. And they can reach me directly by phone at 678-852-2715.
That's wonderful. Well, I would like to thank you both so very much for being on the show today. It sounds like you got a great thing going together. I'm so glad that you were able to offer some point and counterpoint on some different communication and marketing strategies. That's fantastic. And, of course, it was wonderful hearing more information about the GHC. I mean, it sounds like you have a great organization, and you got some wonderful events coming up, and I'm hopeful that a lot of people will come out for those events and volunteer for those events and also help you out financially, because what you're doing is very important here, and it's a pivotal part for what we do in the state of Georgia for our arts and humanities. So thank you both very much again for being here and what you do. And this is Derek Van Dam signing off on Make a Difference Radio.